Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. Oh, I bet.
I made He's business's bad boy.
You're bad, and I like it.
Yep, he's one bad apple.
That's right, we're bad. That's right.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Very excited about having our good buddy Rick Maurer back on the show. Rick is, I know, settle down. I'm excited too. Rick's been with us now about 16 years and we couldn't do without him. He's the guy who taught us how to understand and not only deal with and manage change, but how to lead change. We can't just manage it anymore. It's moving too fast. We have to lead change. He's helped us with that a lot over the years. He's the author of Beyond the Wall of Resistance, and my favorite of his, because I love the title, Why Don't You Want What I Want? Rick Maurer, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. It's good to be here.
It's good to have you back. So you've got civility on your mind, and as you know, I was asked to speak about that a couple of weeks ago. At a conference, or I should say, at another step in the series of civility in America, that the Ferguson Library of Stanford, Connecticut, have been putting on for about 6 years, they asked me to talk about civility in the digital age, and so that's on your mind today. What prompted you to think about that?
Well, I'll tell you what prompted it was seeing the notice that you were giving a speech on civility. And first of all, I wish I could be there. I wanted to be there. And I thought, well, you know, civility is a big deal at work. I mean, it's everywhere in our society, obviously, but we're talking about workplace stuff here. And it's easy to take it for granted and take it for granted that it's there when maybe it's not there. And if it is there, to celebrate it and say, what's going on? What are we doing right? We better know what the secret sauce is so we can keep it up, because it really is. I think we were saying right before we went on, it's really in short supply.
Civility.
So I thought just a conversation about that would be a good thing.
I agree. Civility as part of our ethical catalog. Well, I call it our 10,000 year ethical catalog. Is in short supply. It's wounded right now, and I wonder if someone said, well, we're civil at work, but I wonder if that's more a product of we just don't talk about stuff that would be uncivil, because if we did, we wouldn't get anything done. Because if you and I are having a conversation about politics or religion or whatever, or baseball, if we were having that conversation at the coffee shop, I could just get up and leave, right? But if we're both on the, you know, at work, we can't do that. And so I wonder if maybe it's the 800-pound gorilla in the living room nobody's talking about. What do you think?
Oh, I think you're absolutely right. I think that's a real a product of lack of civility. I mean, I tended to think towards the active expression of lack of civility and the kind of things that, you know, we do to each other. But you're right. I mean, sometimes it's not safe to talk about that here. No matter how well prepared, no matter how civil we might be, just bringing it up is going to lead to moments of incivility. I mean, it's so much for me that I rarely will talk politics with anybody these days. And the reason is, if they're people who believe what I believe, that we're just hearing each other in
right.
this little
echo chamber.
And if there are people who I don't agree with, it gets really polarized and really tense. And I can't recall a conversation like that where either one of us said, wow, thank you, I learned something from that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and these are, you know, I'm amazed. I went out to Chicago to see some friends I hadn't seen for decades that we used to play in a band together every weekend. and the playing, all of that was great. And then we went to dinner,
right.
And somebody brought up politics, and everything changed.
Yeah.
Well, if it hadn't been for that last hour, I would have said, wow, what a great trip. And it was a great trip.
Right.
But it was amazing. You know, it's just, it's almost, it's certainly beyond my ability to handle it well.
One of the things,
I shut down rather than go nuts.
Well, one of the things, and we're going to take a quick break here in a second. When we do, when we come back, one of the things I want us to lead off with, which is what I think has caused the problem with civility, and that is the loss of intellectual honesty, the missing link of all this. Civility is the result, but I think the cause is the loss of intellectual honesty. I'm not pointing that at any particular party. I'm pointing it at all of us, and how that manifests. And I've got some examples. After the break, we'll come back right back with our good friend Rick Maurer. We're talking about civility in the workplace. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.